In the footings of the suspension bridge, there's something of a peat bed with a number of eucryphias in it, including on the left one with the foliage which is white or silver tipped. And this is the special eucryphia, the most recent of the eucryphias named after Nyman's, the Eucryphia Nyman silver, only planted shortly after the plant's discovery in 2013 and yet to flower. In the corner of the same bed, there's yet another plant named after or associated with, certainly discovered by Augustine Henry, the Itia illicifolia, with long bracts that I think are very elegant, almost like those of a wingnut, and smell slightly of honey. Staying with eucryphias, if we look ahead towards the well straight ahead of us, one sees a full-sized eucryphia nymensensis with a marvellous tower of white in August, and to the right of it, one of our favourite trees from Birr, the June-flowering Magnolia officinalis, or incense magnolia, as we like to call it, because it really does smell of real incense, incredibly sweet, and just one flower of that is enough to scent half the castle for the great receptions, and is the flower that we use for special events, like when I gave my daughter Alicia away in marriage. It was a single bloom of that that she had with her.